This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. I'm David Martin Davies. Earlier today, the City of San Antonio offered a health care and wage contract proposal to the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association. The proposal includes a 12% increase in wages through 2021, offers $0 health care premiums for firefighters, but will not include spouses and children. Here's the city spokesperson, Jeff Coyle.
The city's proposal to the fire union is as follows. First of all, firefighters would receive a pay increase totaling 12% over 4 years, beginning with an immediate 3% lump sum upon signing of the contract. The second point is firefighters would continue to pay no monthly premiums for health care for themselves. However, they would, for the first time, contribute modestly to the cost of health care for their families. I say modest because the most that any firefighter would pay is in premiums is $346 per month, and that is if they choose to insure their spouse and children. So if they have fewer dependents than that, the monthly premiums would be less than that. $346 a month is less than what firefighters in Austin, Dallas, Fort Worth and Houston currently pay. I would suggest that it's less than what most San Antonians currently pay to insure their families. And it is also what the San Antonio firefighters currently pay for their retirement health care plans. They pre-fund health care coverage in retirement, and monthly premiums right now that our firefighters are paying for that retiree plan is about $346 per month. So it's these modest contributions in healthcare are what allow the city to offer the pay increase, the much deserved and long overdue pay increase that our firefighters deserve. Third point is the city would eliminate its contribution to the Fire and Police Legal Fund. In other words, taxpayers would no longer be funding firefighters' divorces, child custody cases, and other legal cases. And the fourth point is that the contract would include a six-month evergreen clause, not 10 years, 6 months. This is a reasonable period of time to allow for a new contract to be negotiated while eliminating the current decade-long continuation of benefits that has been a disincentive to negotiation. And frankly, it's the fundamental reason that the fire union refuses to come to the table.
And that was Jeff Coyle with the City of San Antonio speaking about the latest offer put on the table by City Hall to the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association. We're in the studio now joined by Chris Steele, president of the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association. Our phone lines are open. If you've got a question or a comment, 210-614-8980. And Chris Steele, thanks for joining us today. It's great to have you here.
Hey, thank you, sir.
It's kind of weird that we're going to be talking about this like a public negotiation. The city puts their offer on the table and hear you on the radio responding. I mean, they wanted you at the table today, but you guys say we're not showing up, right?
Well, so I get a letter yesterday saying they wanted me at the table today, which is really a violation of the law because you have to announce negotiations 72 hours before you negotiate. And you have to announce it to the public. You just can't send my negotiator a letter. They didn't even send me a letter. So all of this is really the first time, you know, that I'm hearing it. But I think that the firefighters have been clear that if you want to negotiate, drop the lawsuit. We're not going to negotiate with a gun to our head. And, you know, they can put all the pay raises that they want out there, but the citizens need to know that the firefighters in mediation proposed a health care plan where we will take it over. The firefighters will be responsible for any cost increases. The city just has to cut one check. And the firefighters will manage the plan. Currently, that's the similar situation that we do have in our retiree health care. It's a similar situation that we do have in our pension. It's a similar situation that we do have in our dental vision plan and our group legal plan. The city cuts a check, and the firefighters and the police manage it. And so what we have said from the beginning is that the city is not good at managing people's money. Look at the SARS rate increases. Look at how they
that's not the city that
do
sets
all of
songs.
Those things. Well, but we can go over a bunch of things. They do approve the increases to SAWS. The city does. And so what we have said is if we want to give sustainability to the citizens, let the firefighters bear the risk. So the city, every October 1, will cut one check to the firefighters' trust fund, and then that's it. So if the health care costs get out of control, the firefighters will bear the cost of any additional. And so in mediation, just so that we're clear, because that's an issue, in mediation, they refuse that issue. So I do want to just be clear and be on record that that was the first time that I heard anything about any proposal that was done with this recording today. It's just games. It's just theatrics. And let me just say the last thing. 6-month evergreen, when a year ago you signed an 8-year with the police. And less than a year ago, we won that case for the second time after the city has spent $2 million fighting it. And so a 6-month evergreen, how is that negotiating anything?
So we need to explain a lot. Not everyone knows. I mean, I don't even understand what's going on here, Chris. You got to help me out here. So first off, you're talking about a gun to your head with this lawsuit, and that's the Evergreen lawsuit. You're fighting or you are opposed to the fact that the city of San Antonio has gone to the courts to try to throw out the Evergreen lawsuit, Evergreen clause that's in place. That allows the previous contract to continue to be in place while negotiations are ongoing, right? That's the concern.
Correct. It's just the contract extension. Every contract that the city does, they have extensions built into the contract so that it expires, but you can extend it. It's really just the contract extension. Evergreen is not an accurate representation of what it really is. What we have a problem with is that they have signed this contract with that duration agreement every time. And they've signed it with PD, and Cheryl Scully has signed it actually now 5 times. And they sued the firefighters in court. And we're okay if you want to sue us. We're not okay that every time you lose, you want to appeal and you want to waste tax dollars. And that's why there's a petition out. And the citizens are saying, we don't want the fighting going on. When they were fighting with the San Antonio Police Department, crime went through the roof. I have some friends who just moved into town. They said, man, I turn on the news and I can expect a death, an assault, some shootings in this city. And he says, I never thought that would have happened in San Antonio. But that is because of the gamesmanship at City Hall. The corruption at City Hall is what's causing these issues.
All right, we're going to take a break here. Our phone lines are open. We've got Chris Steele in the studio with us here on The Source. He's the president of the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association. Earlier today, the city of San Antonio, they are doing negotiations with them, but the firefighters weren't at the table. So the city went to the TV cameras and they said, this is what we're offering. And they're offering a pay increase, 12% over 12 years, a lump sum of 3% upon signing, no health care premiums for firefighters who are the firefighters themselves, but maybe some for their family members. What do we think about that? And also changing the Evergreen Clause to 6 months. If you've got a question or a comment, we'll also talk about these petitions that the Firefighters Association is working on that's got many people at City Hall upset. The number to call in is 210-614-8980. 210-614-8980. The Source continues after this break. This is The Source on Texas Public Radio, 89.1 FM. We're joined by Chris Steele, president of the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association, reacting to a proposal released today by the city of San Antonio, their latest offering for a contract. And we laid out what that was in there earlier. Got a statement from Mayor Ron Nuremberg. He says he believes that this is a fair and generous offer. Firefighters contributing modestly to the cost of health care for their families would allow the city to give firefighters a much needed, much deserved, and long overdue pay raise. We urge the union to think about what's best for both their members and the taxpayers that they serve and come to the table to work out the rest of the details of the contract. I haven't really gotten a complete, like, up or down sort of reaction from you, Chris Steele, about what you've heard so far about this offer.
So the reason that I won't entertain it is because it's illegal. The law says you have to announce within 72 hours before. The law also says this negotiation is a public process. I don't do business in secret like Ron Nirenberg. And so there can be no reaction because a citizen could right now sue the city for violating the state law.
So this would be a violation of the Open Meetings Act?
Correct. I'm not going to comment. What I can tell you is that the citizens have overwhelmingly supported firefighters in the San Antonio First campaign. They have signed petitions at an overwhelming rate. That process is moving forward. They have told us the city manager makes too much money. The city manager should not make more than the president and the governor combined. They have told us they're tired of the games and the waste of their taxpayer dollars in lawsuits and appealing and appealing and appealing and fighting public safety. They have also told us that City Hall is out of control. The politicians and the power brokers are doing things that they don't like. And so they feel helpless. And so on the worst day of their life, when they feel helpless, they call 911 and firefighters respond. And when they had a streetcar issue a few years back, they called us and we helped the citizens stop that massive billion-dollar waste of taxpayer dollars. And so we are here again with the San Antonio First campaign standing up for the taxpayers.
San Antonio First campaign, these are the petitions that you're asking voters to sign in the city of San Antonio that would put three charter amendments on the ballot. Can you talk a little bit about those petition issues?
Yeah. So one of the issues really is it just has a third party neutral so that when you have issues that are going on, such as what just occurred today, there's going to be a third party neutral that will be assigned to resolve the disputes. A lot of games that are going back and forth. The proposals that you have been talking about today is the same things we had in mediation. But the tapes are out there. People can see that the city is not serious. This is just more gamesmanship. They know that drop the lawsuit, stop spending the money, and we'll be there at the table. So that's one of the proposals that is a charter change that will allow for third-party neutrals to come in and resolve
like
issues.
Forced mediation for issues of like you're talking about right
correct,
now.
Correct, correct.
And the other one is about that would cap the city manager's salary. That's another one. And then it was a term limit for the city manager.
So the one that we got the most calls for help from is they thought that a $75,000 bonus for the city manager was too much. They thought that us being Military City USA, a four-star general, is at about $189,000 a year. And they just felt like the city manager's pay was just too much to be a public servant. And so this will change the city charter to cap the pay at 10 times the lowest paid full-time employee. So, you know, if a city manager does want to make $550,000 a year like the current city manager does, which is 10 times the average salary income in San Antonio, then they just have to raise up the lowest paid city employee.
So just got a notice from my producer. They looked it up. They said that the notice of this negotiation has been posted on the City of San Antonio's website for a week. So that would be in compliance with the Open Meetings Act. So maybe they didn't directly notify you, but it was on their website. So it would comply with the law. Earlier this week, we had many members of the city council, Shirley Gonzalez, Manny Pelaez, Ray Saldana, Roberto Trevino, John Courage. They put out an open letter, and it was published in the paper, saying that these petitions that you were calling for are a bad idea, bad for taxpayers and bad for the city of San Antonio. It would hinder the city's future. The mayor, Ron Nirenberg, has said, you guys are calling for arson for City Hall with this thing. And you're saying we're done with, no more games, no more, we're not playing around anymore. And they're saying that's what this is. This is games.
So the citizens, they read the petition. The citizens are educated. The citizens really do know what's best for this city, you know. And for an elected person to say, I want the citizens to come vote for me, but then they say, I don't want them to have a voice at City Hall, is why We know that most of the citizens have overwhelmingly embraced the petitions and that the citizens believe that City Hall is corrupt. And so for an elected official to come out, we know for a fact that the majority of the people told their council representatives, don't do the SARS rate increase. And the council did it anyway. That's what you call a corrupt mayor and a corrupt City Hall. And as a representative, you should do what your people want. You should educate your people and do what they want. And so that's what the San Antonio First campaign is about. It's about representing the people. And so a politician who says allowing the people to decide is a bad thing, to me, is a corrupt politician, because he's supposed to represent the people and he should not have a problem with the people having a voice. All the firefighters and the citizen groups that have supported us is saying is let the people decide. That's all we're saying. Let the people decide. And now you have elected council people who are saying the people are stupid. They put me in place. I should decide. And they don't know what's good for them. And so the firefighters have never said that. We respond to calls on a daily basis. It doesn't matter if you got a cat in a tree or your kid is stuck in a fence. We don't call people stupid. We do what the citizens want us to do.
I have not heard any there's in this letter, and there's no city council members that are calling anyone stupid.
That is in the letter. In the letter, it says the people don't know what the people don't know what's good for them. Okay. It says that we know what's good for them. And so what we have said is the people are the smartest, and the people run this city, and the people should have a voice to decide. Right. Because at the end of the day, it's an election, sir. It is an election, and if the people don't like the city manager, if they don't mind the city manager making 10 times more than they do, then they can vote in this issue. But the issue is about letting the people decide. I've never understood where democracy and allowing people to vote is a bad thing.
So should people vote on the firefighters' contract? Should people vote, the entire population vote on you being the head of the firefighters' union? I mean, how far do you want to take this,
so,
let the people decide?
So I get elected every 2 years.
By your fellow firefighters?
By my fellow firefighters. There's an organization that they choose to be a member of. And so it's kind of a apples and oranges situation. As a taxpayer, we have to pay those taxes. And the city manager is not elected.
But you get to decide what runs a full amount
of power that's more than necessary in this city.
It's an apple and orange thing. I totally agree with you.
Okay, good.
But you get to decide what's an apple and what's an orange.
So I don't know what that means.
You're calling the shots here. You're deciding.
I am not. The citizens, see, when we by law deliver a petition, it's 20,000 people. It's not Firefighters Union. We have the support of LULAC. We have the support of the Tea Party.
Not the entirety of LULAC. You have a LULAC chapter.
That's not a misleading statement. But it's misleading to say that I have the control, because this is a process that's covered in state law that anyone can do.
Absolutely. And you're taking full advantage of that, as is your right.
Democracy.
Yes. So the first of all, real quickly, where are you in on this petition? Where are we in the process? Do you have the signatures that you need?
We still haven't counted them. We're still out collecting signatures. There's been some issues with the city stopping us from going on the library property. It's public property. They're infringing on my guy's First Amendment right to stand at a library and collect signatures, to stand at a DMV or a tax office. And so we're asking the citizens to go to sanantoniofirst.com and find us and help us and sign these signatures, because they're threatening to arrest us for standing at the public library. Every citizen should be afraid if you go against City Hall, they will get the police on you. This reminds me of something
Was this when y'all were at a polling station during the early voting, and they asked you not to be in the early voting area, just to move out of that area?
This was not. This was after the polling. We stayed with the 100 feet. We didn't mind the 100 feet.
Okay.
But we had a press event, and I think y'all had someone there where they had us 100 yards away.
Okay. And the other thing is, what do you want? This is not this offer that the city is making. What's your counteroffer? What would you want?
That offer is illegal. I can't discuss it without attorneys present. There was nobody at the table. Negotiations is something that two parties undertake in an amicable, friendly manner without guns to the head or without duress. And that's how it has always been, except for this year with the police and with the fire. All of a sudden now it becomes a process of gamesmanship with things that aren't supposed to be happening. And so with the petition that we have, there's going to be a person or persons in the room that are going to control the room and mediate it and make it happen. And so nobody should be against that. If we don't get our way with it, and the city doesn't get their way with it, it's whoever this third-party mediator decides. And so the firefighters are good with that. The city should be good with it instead of doing the gamesmanship and having meetings where my attorney and chief negotiator is actually in a meeting today representing a member in an arbitration. How can he be there against the city and be at the table negotiating? They knew this arbitration was scheduled months ago. Gamesmanship is what we call it, and they shouldn't be doing that to the firefighters. The firefighters love this city.
And the police, the police association, they got a contract. Did they make a mistake? They were in the same situation that you're in. They were negotiated and they got a contract.
The police have a different objective. You know, firefighters, we get cancer at a higher rate than every other occupation. Every person that we make is sick, and we take those illnesses home, and our kids go to the doctor at a higher rate than other occupations, and we can prove those issues. And so for us, healthcare, we have given up raises over the years to keep a great healthcare plan. For police, they have a different goal and a different objective. But for firefighters, the healthcare plan that we propose is the best for the city, for the citizens, for the firefighters, and the city will not entertain it. And so a third-party neutral is to us is what fixes that. It sustains the budget. The city manager can balance the budget and have no issues with it.
And so when this negotiation today, this offer, and they say they're going to no longer pay for the legal fund, which pays for firefighters' divorces and child custody disputes, do you think that's a fair characterization of what that fund is for?
So first, that fund was negotiated years back. And so for $30 a month, my firefighters didn't take a raise back in 1989. They said, take the $30 a month, and instead of giving me a 3% raise, give me a 2.8 or whatever it is, and take that and put it in a legal fund. The reason that we do that, so everybody's clear, the mental health of a firefighter is very important to the service that he provides. A fire truck and an automated external defibrillator does not work by itself. It requires a highly trained professional individual to work that. If that individual is going through a tough time in his divorce, his mental and emotional well-being is not there. And so when our forefathers decided to put this into place, they wanted to give our firefighters as much coverage, as much ability, so that when they show up to work that day, they will be 100% focused on providing the best service to the citizens and not have concerns for other things.
Chris Steele, president of the San Antonio Professional Firefighters Association, thank you so much for coming on the air and taking some of these questions. And when we come back from the break, we're going to hear from SAISD talking about changing a local elementary into a charter school. What's behind that? And the number to call in is 210-614-8980. The source continues after this.